What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Zachary Reality. It is Zachary Reality, and we are here with the, spoiler alert, most recently eliminated contestant on episode 4 from Deal or No Deal Island, Kim. Kim, how are you doing today? How you doing?
You know what? I'm doing great. Really, I am, Zachary. It was so hard to watch the episode, but you know what? Did the best that I could.
Yeah. I mean, I love what you said when, you know, Rob picked you to get eliminated. You said, I'm just so grateful that I was chosen. I'm so grateful for the opportunity. And that's truly what it was all about. So you weren't bitter or salty about leaving, or were you a little upset at Boston Rob for sending you home?
No, I mean, I knew coming into the elimination that there was a very, very strong chance. I mean, like 99.9% chance that Rob would select me to be eliminated if he won against the banker, if he made the better deal. So I wasn't bitter about Rob doing it. I mean, we had been clashing heads. It was going to be him or I gone that episode, period. That's all there was to it. So I was not bitter about that. I was sad that I was leaving the game. I was sad that the experience was over at that point. I was sad that I was leaving these people that we had bonded over the last four, you know, basically weeks. So that was all very sad to me, but I wasn't bitter about it at all. I knew it was coming.
Yeah, he was threatened by you. And I loved what you said. You were like, he's threatened by a 62-year-old woman. And he was, because you were kind of throwing his name out there a little bit in the beginning, and that he really leaned onto that and then used that to manipulate everybody against you as a way to kind of get close to everybody. So as a viewer, I love watching him. I've watched him forever, but it's also frustrating because you just want to get him out because he's just so good. Do you you have any frustrations watching and watching it back and seeing how that all went down?
Oh my gosh, so many frustrations, Zachary. It's hard because, like you, I've watched Boston Rob for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I have fully appreciated his gameplay. And he's absolutely brilliant when it comes to the game. And when it comes to manipulation of, or control, manipulation via control. Let's go that way with it. Because he likes to control the game. He likes to control the people. In the very first episode, Rob said one of the same things that he said more than once in Survivor is, if these people are smart, they're going to get me out early, but they never do. Yeah. And when I saw that in the episode, it's like, unfortunately, it's true. It's so true. So, you know, I tried my best as a super fan. I wanted to fulfill his prophecy of getting him out early. Yeah. And probably came in too hard on it. I think there were opportunities where I could have worked with Rob, and I tried, but dang, my back was against the wall. I was clawing out from the first one, from the first episode, yeah.
For sure. With Rob, it's like, you know, he's just so good at the challenges. So you had the right game strategy, like try and get him out, but it's just hard. So you know, maybe some people are being smart by just pretending they don't want to get him out and pretending they're close with him. And then just knowing that they can try and get him out later, but they don't plan on going to the end with him because he is this big target. Did you feel like it was fair having Rob and Claudia in the game? You know, they do have experience with reality TV. You know, there is 11 other new people. Like, how was that dynamic when you saw them?
You know, I think it was an advantage and disadvantage to both of them. Because specifically Rob, the advantage is, hello, he's got 5 seasons of Survivor, a couple seasons of The Amazing Race under his belt. He knows how to play the game. Mm-hmm. Claudia didn't have as much experience actually playing the game, other than from that other side of the briefcase. Plus, of course, she was on The Apprentice. Yeah. So she did have some competitive reality experience, but The Apprentice was you know, it's all celebrities.
Yeah.
When she was on. So it wasn't super fans and viewers and people who have never seen reality, which is what we had. The disadvantage for both of them is that
they have targets.
It was a brand new show. You don't have anything to go back and watch and base it on. You don't, neither of them knew the other players coming in. I'm sorry, my cat.
No, I love it.
Benny cute. Decided to come in and say hi. Hi, Benny. Anyway, hold on.
No, it's Benny. Fine. Keep him there. I think it's entertaining to keep him in.
Okay, I'll leave him alone.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a disadvantage to some degree because someone like me, I knew who they were. They didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
Rob, definitely very observant. And he clocked me from the beginning. He knew who he was. So
Rob is smart and he's a schmoozer. And he is just really good at controlling people. But I also do feel like there are some bobbleheads this season. So I think there are some people who are just too easily under his spell. And I don't know if they're going to catch on or if they truly are just going to let him walk this in the park. So I will commend you for making an effort and trying to take him down. And you did your best. And I'm proud of you. You killed it. How did you end up getting on the show? Were you applying to Survivor, Big Brother, Amazing Race? Because, you know, you've been watching shows forever, but how'd you get on this one?
I applied for a social strategy show that about a year and a half ago that ended up not coming to fruition. And it looked like an ideal show for me because it sounded like it didn't have as much physicality involved. And then when that got scrubbed, the casting people were like, hey, we've got this lady who's already interviewed. We already kind of know who, let's see if we can get her to apply. Let's reach out. And I did. So I applied. I had the same process as everyone else and went through all the interviews. And next thing you know, I get a call going, hey, we'd love to have you on Deal or No Deal Island. And I didn't even know how to react. I mean, tens of thousands of applicants.
Yeah.
And they narrow it down to 13 to be on the show. And I'm one of those 13. In what world? You know, I'm just your normal person. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not a TV personality. I'm just your regular person.
You're just Kim.
I'm just Kim.
I love that. And were you familiar with Deal or No Deal? So did you kind of know, so you knew that this could be a really potentially, you know, big deal and an awesome show and a cool experience. So that's great. What was that?
I mean, they kept promoting us saying the biggest deal or no deal ever. And I'm thinking back to seasons because I watched it for years.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking back to seasons where they had like the $1 million extravaganza where there were multiple $1 million cases and they ended up with a $1 million winner from that one.
Yeah.
They had one where they had a $5 million case, but that one got knocked out. So I'm going, okay, if 5 million was the highest I remember seeing, that means this has to be for more than $5 million. And that's unheard of in reality TV. I mean, Survivor's been $1 million for 46 seasons.
Yeah, I'm really confused what's going on with this prize money and why it's so big and how this works and if inflation and if Rob wins, he has enough money. I'm kidding. I'm rooting for Rob. But I was going to say, did you ever think about going on The Golden Bachelor? Because I saw that you are single. And did you apply for that show?
Oh, hell no. I'm good competing. And when I'm saying competitive reality shows, I'm talking about a prize at the end. And yes, The Golden Bachelor has a prize at the end. But I don't know that I would want my potential love life out there on national TV. I know my son wouldn't want that, but I think that gets too up close and personal for my comfort level. Plus, I don't know. I've been divorced for 20 years now, and I don't want someone coming in my kitchen and rearranging my spices. You know, I think I'm very set in my ways, and that would be difficult, not insurmountable, but difficult. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, that's actually our cast has brought that up to me. It's like, oh my God, we've got to get Kim on the Golden Bachelor. It's like,
I'm a huge Bachelor Nation fan. That's like one of my favorite shows. So I just had to ask. But that is ending next week. So I'm really excited to have my Mondays for Deal or No Deal Island, because the second half of the game always gets super interesting and crazy. So what are you looking forward to seeing as you're going to be watching as a viewer happen, you know, with the twists and turns?
You know what? I'm excited to see. Okay, so even though it kind of makes me look like I'm all alone out there, I don't have any allies. I've got allies. Okay, I've got people I'm working with. I knew about the plan in a, before it was even
the plan.
The plan. I was there. I knew about the changes to the plan. All that stuff. The one thing I love about that episode is it actually visualizes what I told a lot of people. There are people that are going to throw away their games for Rob.
Yeah.
Intentionally or unintentionally, it's going to happen. There's people that are going to continue to be misted by him. I said it on another one, but
yeah,
it was like, he was spritzing Chanel number 5 all over everybody. And they're all like, oh, that's
literally
good.
No, I even think Claudia, who is a celebrity, she gave up her game for Rob because Stephanie should have took Rob's case. And
absolutely,
Claudia even did that. And I'm just like, how is everyone so charmed by him? Because I feel like we've seen this story before.
I love Rob.
I watched him. I love him. I still think he's so iconic, but I'm just getting flashbacks from his past seasons of Survivor. And I just can't believe he is,
you know what,
walking this through.
For me, this fell into fool me once, shame on you.
Yeah.
Fool me twice, shame on me. He's been fooling 7 times in competitive
shows. Shame on
shows.
Everyone.
Exactly. So, and after the Swingers Club, excursion.
Yeah.
And we came back and it's like, do you guys see this? Okay. She literally gave away her case to Stephanie so that Rob is immune.
Yeah.
Okay. She has a 50-50 shot at leaving. And unfortunately, I was under the impression at that point that she would pick me. If she had a great deal, I'm home. I'm gone.
Yeah. She called you wicked.
But she told me after the fact and has come right out in interviews, in her exit interviews, saying I would have selected Stephanie basically because they knew that, you know, I was the weak gazelle. You can take me out anytime. But yeah. Stephanie is
she's a good
huge competitor.
She's
so good. And I think that visual kind of was a light bulb moment for some people that were kind of on the fence. Okay, they were playing, but they really didn't know where to go with it. So actually seeing it happen real time, and they're like, oh crap. It's true. So what I would love to see coming up is that they build on that momentum. Mm-hmm. I want to see one of our average people win the game. I really do. But if Rob gets to the end and wins, Rob deserves it. Rob will have earned it from day one. Personally, I think that he kind of made a big mistake taking me out. You know, I think that was, and Rob doesn't play emotionally. I think that was an emotional choice. And I think it was maybe a little bit early. The odds are good that he's going to win immunity. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or one of his people that are working with him. Or the other side of that, odds are pretty good. I'm going to be in the bottom two. Okay. I'm obviously not a physical powerhouse. So I'm not a threat to him to be immune. I'm a threat to him for the strategy of the game. And that's where I think he thought emotionally. I think that he could have gotten rid of some of the middle herd right here and be like, Kim, I didn't pick you. I kept you safe, you know, in Rob talk.
Yeah.
And at least had something to work with. So I don't know. I just feel like maybe he made that move a little bit early, but we're going to see how that plays out.
Yeah, and
if it plays to his advantage, or if, you know, he also took out the biggest threat in front of him. Half of the camp wants me out because they want Rob safe. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I was going to ask you that because this is the last question, actually, because we are going to have to wrap up. But I was going to ask you, you know, Claudia did kind of call you wicked and she did kind of come for you. And it seemed like from the viewership that maybe a lot of people were almost villainizing you. And I was like, Kim has done nothing wrong. She's just saying what we've been saying. So I'm just curious what your thoughts are on, you know, people kind of ganging up on you. And, you know, if you wanted to set the record straight about anything with that.
I would love to, because I don't know, from watching shows, a villain is someone who goes back on their word deceitfully. Had I stolen Dawson's $1 million case and then put him in against the banker, that's a villain move. Mm-hmm. Had I told Jamil, there is no way that I'm going to eliminate you if I beat the banker, and then eliminated him, that's a villain move.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely said some things that, I said one thing that was bad. I called them effers, you know, I was not angry, but I was definitely upset from the banker's temple. Mm-hmm. And that was a totally emotional reaction. But then Alyssa going to them, she was sick that night. I was up with her all night long in there. And she went to them and expanded on it, saying, mother effers. And I'm like, I don't remember saying that. That's why Claudia was calling me a liar, because I didn't remember saying mother effers. But I, in front of everybody, I said, I don't remember saying that. But if Alyssa's saying I did, okay, fine, I'll believe her. And sorry about that, but it is what it is.
For sure. They got twisted against you.
Yeah, and she elaborated on it to two groups of people, which I was disappointed in. I really was. I know that it was brought up in other interviews that I was the sneaky one because I was eavesdropping outside of other people's tents. Now, first of all, I wish I had thought of that, because I totally would have done that for sure.
Me too.
But I didn't do that. You know, I got up and went to the bathroom like two or three times a night. She would see me get up. And at that point I'm awake. So I'm just wandering along the beach, and apparently she thought her perception was that I was listening in on people. I wish I had been. By bringing that up, by the way, that does lead other people to go, that's not such a bad idea. She was definitely upset when I selected Jamil.
Yeah.
She was upset. She called me disrespectful when I said, I really hope, and I didn't even say it mean. It's like, I really hope Claudia's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because if Claudia's wrong, that means I'm still in the game. If Claudia's right, I'm out of the game. I want Claudia to be wrong. Rob clutching his pearls and going, well, that's kind of aggressive. When I said, you know, the question was, you know, what do you want to do if you win and you go back to camp with you. And I said, I just want to kick all their asses right now. And Rob's like, oh, that's disrespectful. Please, Rob, you have said worse and had worse said about you. And I knew that that was so manipulative because he looked around. Look, go back and look at the show. He looks around to see who's going to react to him.
You know, Kim, I think that the viewers see it like that. I think the viewers are on your side. And I honestly think that hopefully some of these game players will give you some grace when they get off the show, because it was a game and they tried to use your innocence and your sincerity against you. And that is part of the game. It's dirty, but it's part of the game. And you know that. You've seen the shows. So the viewers love you. We are still Team Kim. You did your best. And, you know, I don't think you should take some of that personally, because I think that they were just trying to come for you. So let us know where we could follow you and find you on Instagram.
Sure. I'm at Kim Mateena on everything, on Instagram, on X, but I still call it Twitter, and we still tweet. So on Facebook, I'm Kim Mateena all over.
Okay, I love it. And I hope that you show up on the last episode. You know, sometimes they bring the contestants back for some sort of reunion. So I hope we can see you get some justice. But I will definitely be watching the season, and we will stay in touch. So thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely, Zachary. Thank you so much for having me on here. I really appreciate it. And go Dondi. There's still a lot of excitement to come. So much. This game is intense. So everybody, please continue tuning in. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah. And you guys could watch Deal or No Deal Island on NBC 10, 9 Central, as well as streaming on Peacock. The first 4 episodes are out right now. So go catch up if you have not. And thank you all for watching. And we will see you in the next one. Bye, guys. Thanks. Bye, Kim. Bye-bye. See ya.